Okay. Okay. We'll get it covered. And if you need to run me down, I'll let you know where I'm at. Okay. I'm going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Supervisors on this Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. And just for the record, we'll note that Supervisor Paul Toot is conferencing in on this call. And we will acknowledge that our Conservation Director Mike Cox is present as well to participate in the proceedings as needed. So with that, I'm going to forego the Pledge of Allegiance because it's just for a few of us here for this special meeting. And is there any public comments? We do have one member of the public present. Any public comments? No. Okay. We have a public hearing then, and the public hearing is the consideration of awards of the contract for phase one of the Dakins Lake expansion project. Mike Cox, director, will comment a little bit regarding where we are today on this. Okay.
Very good. Thanks. Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Perfect.
Bring it a little closer to you.
I'll just be short here. You guys are well aware of where we are with the Dakins project. We opened bids last week at the board meeting. Bids did come back favorable in regard to the bid amounts. The apparent low bidder is Mackinich Corporation. Their bid is $978,890 for phase one. And again, phase one, this includes building the lake, doing all of the earthwork at the entire site, and building the wetland cells as well. None of the other development on site will happen in this project. But we will get the lake and the lion's share of the earthwork done. So our engineer's estimate for this was $1,122,340. That did not include the contingency amount. And so we had Mackinich, again, the low apparent bidder that was well below that amount. We have looked at qualifications. Mackinich does meet all of our qualifications, and so they are the low responsible bidder in this matter. And the Conservation Board then met last night, and the Conservation Board also recommended that the Board of Supervisors go ahead and issue the notice of award. And just so you know the process on this, that notice of award gets issued, and then we deliver that to the contractor. They have 10 days from that point to get all of their contract documents together, get their insurance together, get their bonds together, and sign the agreement. And then that agreement will come back to the Board of Supervisors for signature. So that's the process. I hope that that will go very quickly should the board decide to move forward and award that contract. Just a couple side notes. We are planning, again, assuming that the board moves forward with action on award this morning, we'll be planning a groundbreaking there within the next, either the end of next week or right after the holidays. And so the board will certainly be invited to participate in that. And I think that's all. So, unless you have any questions.
No, I have none at this time. Any for you, Paul?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so at this time, I will open the public hearing and ask if there's anyone that would like to speak to this issue. Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing. And I would entertain a motion regarding the awarding of the contract for phase one of the Dakins Lake expansion projects to Mackinich Corporation in the amount of $978,890.
I would make that motion.
And I will second the motion. Is there further discussion? Hearing none. Toot?
Aye.
Clinton? Aye. The awarding of the contract to Mackenich has been approved. Okay. Hearing no further things, we'll move on to item four, which is under additional items. It is now the consideration of the amendment to the original agreement with Shive Hattery for construction observation and construction administration phase one of the Dakins Lake project. Again, Mike, if you just give us a brief account as to where we are with this one.
You bet. So we contracted with Shive Hattery to do our design, and they've got us this far with master planning and all the design for the site. We have contracted up to today, as a matter of fact, and moving forward from today with construction observation on phase one, what you just awarded. We do need to enter a new amendment or a new contract, if you will, with Shive for them to do all of the construction observation and administration for that phase of the project. Now, this amendment also allows Shive to, or contracts with Shive to put a bid package together for phase two. So with this amendment, they'll do all of the construction administration observation of phase one, and they will at the same time work toward creating the bid package for phase two. So this amendment would take it all the way up to the point where bids would be considered for award of phase two. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
That makes sense to me.
What?
I couldn't quite understand your comment, Paul.
It makes sense to me. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Great. Good. You might mention again, Mike, that this was discussed at the Conservation Board last evening, and is it necessary to acknowledge the change in the price quote, the fees that are listed here?
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, we did discuss this last night at the Conservation Board, and they recommended award of this amendment as well. I have had numerous conversations with Shive Hattery on their compensation for this amendment, and it is... I think that this amount is the best that the county can do. I think this is a good amount for us. I'm happy with the compensation here. Of course, I wish it was less, but I think for the fees that we're giving Shive or for the amount that we're giving Shive, they're giving us a good service for this amount. So I'm happy with this. I think it's a good deal for us. We did start out at higher amounts than this and had some extensive negotiations to get that amount down to what you see today in this amendment. So I think all parties are pleased with this, and so henceforth what you see here is what we're asking for you to approve today.
Okay, good. Any further comments? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion for the consideration of the agreement to the original agreement with Shive Hattery for construction observation and construction administration phase one of Dakins Lake, with the understanding that this will also allow them to move forward with phase two documentation, etc.
I would make that motion.
Okay, it's been so moved that I will second it to amend the original agreement with Shive Hattery for the construction observation and construction administration of phase one of the Dakins Lake expansion project. Hearing no further comments, roll call. Toot?
Aye.
Clinton? Aye. Motion is adopted. Okay. Anything else, Mike, on this?
Okay. No.
I would move adjournment.
I will second the motion. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the day.
Hey, we'll see you guys.
Thanks, Paul.
Mm-hmm.